Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom and welcome back to today's Daf, which is Pesachim Samach Gimel. We are four lines from the bottom of the Samach Beis Amud Beis. We learned yesterday that the Shechita of the Karban Pesach needs to be for the sake of eaters, people who may eat the Karban, one who has a bris milah, as opposed to an aral. However, if there's dual intent, if he's doing the shechita for the sake of a mixed group, some of which are arelim, some of which are mulin, then the Korban Pesach is okay, because as Rashi explained, even a kezayis needs shechita. So let the shechita of this Korban apply to that person who is an eligible eater. Today we're going to have a machlokes in this topic. It says the Gemara four lines from the bottom. Tani, we learned in the Brice. Acherim oimrim. Gemara in Hurriya says that generally Acherim is a reference to Rav Meir, who was given an oinish, a story there, and he was called Acherim. Acherim oimrim. So Rav Meir holds like this. Whenever he has a shechita of a korban with a dual intent, for a reilim and for a mulin, it depends in which order he expressed his intentions. Hikdim mulim la'areilim kosher. If he preceded the mulim to the arelim, first he said, I mean shechet for ones who have a bris. And then he said, for arelim. In this case, since mulim came first, then the Karban Pesach is kosher. However, arelim le mulim, possible. If arelim preceded the mulim, it's possible. Says, well, what's the difference? In either case, it was a mixed group. Maishna mulin la arelim the kosher. Why is it that when mulin came before arelim, you say it's kosher, the kula arla be'inan, because in order for the karban to be pasal, that's only if it's for the sake of an entire group of arelim. Kula arla be'inan, v'leka, in this case, you don't have it because you have some non-arelim mixed in. If that's the case, then arelim l'mulin nami. If he said arelim and then mulim, there as well, kula arla be'inan, in order for the karban to be pasal. That's strictly if it was intended for a group which was exclusively arelim. V'leka, in this case, we don't have it because he had dual intent. He had kavana for arelim and for mulim. So what's the pshat in Rav Meir's psul? Says in Moleim Kasavir Achim, perhaps Achim or Meir would hold, Eina l'shchita ela basayif. This is a general shaila discussed in many sugis. What is the definition of shchita? We know it's a long process. First you cut through one pipe and the other to simanim until you complete the shechita. Is it a continuous ongoing process, or perhaps does the shechita become activated and applied only at that very last moment, at the completion and conclusion of the ma'aser shechita? In which case the machshava hapiselis, shelo lishmoi, etc. only gets applied at that last moment. Leimu kasavir acher, if that's the case, perhaps Rameya holds, Eina l'shchita el basayif. The shchita only gets applied at the last moment. Uka de Rava, Dama Rava, Adai ne machlekes. Rashi gives us the background to the statement of Rava, based on Gemara Zvachim. The point being that, according to Rabbi Meir, it's the last moment of shchita that is legally defined as shchita. If that's the case, we can very well understand Rameya's shchita here. Why? Because if shchita would be a continuous lengthy process from beginning to the end, then yeah, there's enough time available. It can accommodate two machshavas. One machshava gets applied here, one there. There's enough for two. But if you hold it's only the last moment that is really defined as a shechita, you can't do one thing with two intentions. Both machshavas won't be applied together at that moment. It's either or. So which one is it? It's going to be the first one, because Rameya holds that you always grab the first expression, Tfois Lashon Rishon, we ignore the second one. So that explains the Shita. Continues the Gemara Hilkach. If that's the case, that it's only L'Besoif, the Shita is only at the very end, Hilkach Hikdim Mulin La'Reilim. If he said Mulin then La'Reilim, Mulin Chaylin, Mulin is Chayli, it gets activated, because it's either one or the other. There's no time available for both to be chal. It's one moment, it's one activation of the shechita, which can only relate to one machshava, to one intention. So whichever one he said first, that is what gets applied. So if Mulan was first, Mulan Chayli, Arelam Loi Chayli. Mulan gets applied, but not Arelam, and the carbon is kosher. Hiktim Arelam Mulan. If the order was in the reverse, first he said, I'm doing it for the Arelam, and then he said for the Mulan, fine. Arelam Chayli, Mulan Loi Chayli. In that case, it's going to be the Arelam that will be activated and applied, and not the Mulan. So perhaps that's the pshat. Rabbi holds it's the last moment of the Shechita that is considered and defined as the activation of Shechita. That's the case. Only one thing, one machshava, one kavana, one purpose can be applied, not two. So which one is it? The one I said first. Tfois Lashon Rishon. So that would be the pshat in Reb Meir. Amar Rava or Amar Rava? No, not necessarily. You don't have to say that's a pshat in Reb Meir. Lo'ilam kasavi achirim yeshna l'shchita m'tchila v'atzoif. Perhaps Reb Meir will hold no. The shchita takes place continuously from beginning to end. Through the first siman, through the second siman. So what's the pshat in shchita? V'achab ma'yiskina, you know what we're speaking about? Kegoin shegomar b'liboy l'tarvayu. This fellow intended in his heart. He made up, this is going to be my kavon. I'm being sheikha for the purpose of Mulan and Aril. And he intended on expressing both those intentions. Kegoin shegomar b'liboy l'tarvayu. Bein l'mulan, bein l'aril. But what happened was that he ran out of time. He expressed his arelam intent, and then he finished his shechita. By the time he got to the second part of his plan, it was past the shechita and too late. He didn't have a chance to say mulin until he completed his shechita with only having said arelam. So we have a case where he really wanted to say more. As far as the person's plan, as far as his purpose and his intention, it was mulim and arelim, or arelim and mulim. But he only got a chance to say one and not the other before the shechita was completed. And this is the machloekah between Rami and the Rabban. Rami Yosavar, you only planned on saying arelim and mulim. What you say is what you have. We follow the expression, his words. What did he end up saying? Arelim? That's it. Even though he wanted to say more, ran out of time. It's irrelevant. Rami Yosavar, he knows that we follow the wording. The Rami Yosavar loy be'inan piv v'liba shavim. We don't necessarily have to have your mouth, your expression, your words, and your heart, and your kavana lined up with one another. Although you planned on saying one thing, but you actually said a second thing, we follow what you say. We're living in a practical world. What you said, That's what gets applied. V'rabbono savri, no, be'inan piv v'libo shavim. His expression, his verbalization has to be aligned and consistent with what he had in mind. Otherwise, it has no validity. And this fellow, true, he only got to say arelim before he ran out of time, but he wanted to say mulim, that was his kavana. He was being sheikhet with a dual intent. Therefore, the rabbono say, it wasn't strictly for arelim, and therefore the carbon is kosher. Whereas Rav Meir says, if you only got a chance to say arelim, that's what gets activated. So it's a shechita l'shem arelim, it's kula orla, and it's possible. Now actually, Tosfos points out, we see from this Gemara that whenever we have, in Kachem, we have pigul, we have shleil shema, and the Gemara always refers to it as a psalm achshava. We see from this Gemara very clearly that there needs to be an expression. Pigul or Shalei Lishmai needs to be verbalized and expressed, because that's the context of our sugya. When the Gemara refers to it as machshava, it simply means that the dibur is an expression of the machshava. He's doing the karban with this purpose, with this plan in mind. Of course, it has to be expressed; otherwise, there wouldn't be any psal to begin with. So this is important to remember. Whenever we have psal machshava and kabanos, of course, it needs to be verbalized. Rashi says the same thing. He says, "Kol machshava the kachim." Whenever we refer to machshava by kachim, moitzi bepivu. It means that he expressed it. So that's the second pshat in the Gemara. Again, everybody will hold that the Shechita really is a continuous process, begins from the initiation till the conclusion. What happened was he intended on saying Arelim and Mulim. He waited till the last moment. He said the word Arelim, but he ran out of time. Shechita was up. Rav Meir says, okay, Arelim gets activated, and therefore it's possible. Chacham say, but in a pivoli by Shavan. Just because he happened to see Arelim and he ran out of time, it's irrelevant. We follow his machshava. And Arelim doesn't carry much weight because it was really a shechita with a dual intent for Arelim and for Mulim. Because Savar of Meir, like in a pivoli by Shavan, is that the case according to a Meir? You don't have to have the mouth and the heart aligned. Raminu, we have a Mishnah, a Stam Mishnah, which is presumed to be a Meir, which tells us clearly that you need to have everything lined up with each other. Hamiskavan leimat truma. This fellow wanted to say that this is going to be truma. But amar maaser. A mistake, he said maaser. Maaser, he wanted to say maaser, but amar truma. Instead he said truma. Oy she'eini nichnas l'bayezeh, he made a nether or shvo. I'm not going to enter this home. But amar lezeh, and he pointed to another one. She'eini nel lezeh. He wanted to say, I'm not going to have enough from Reuven. By mistake, he said Shimon. What in my klum? It carries no weight. Why? Acha you pivoli b'shavan. Unless his mouth and his heart are on the same page, it carries no weight. Words are not an independent value. They're an expression of a person's intention, the person's machshav. So even Rameh agrees to that. So evidently, that can't be pshat Rameh. Ela marabaye. So the Abaye, the final pshat like this. Everybody perhaps agrees that Shechita is a continuous process from beginning to the end. Everybody agrees you need to have pivoli b'shavan. What then is the pshat of Rav Meir, who says that if it was a magdim arelim to mulin as possible? So he says like this. Reisha, the first case of the Braisa, where mulin came before arelim. The Omar Simon Rishon the mulin. It so happens that he said, look, the first siman, right, the first siman of the two simanim that are cut through by the shechita, the first one, siman rishon lemulin, is intended for people who had a bris milah. V'siman sheni af la'arelim, whereas the second siman is not only for mulin, it's also for arelim. So in this case, it's kosher. Why? Because firstly, the first siman was for mulin, for eichlim, and the second siman as well, the besiman sheni nami psichi bei mulin. We have some mulin mixed into it. He said the siman sheni should also be for arelim, not only for mulin, also for arelim. So it's a mixture, and therefore it's kosher. That explains the first case. Now, in the second case, we're going to have machlek seifa de amar siman rishon arelim. He said the first siman should be intended for arelim, strictly for arelim. Simon sheni lemulin. However, the second simon should not only be for arelim, but also for mulin. So, in the second simon, you're okay because you have a mixed group, arelim and mulin. The problem is that in the first simon, the besimon rishon halei psichi be mulin. You don't have any mulin mixed into it. It's strictly designated for arelim. But let's remember, we're only speaking about one simon. It's only half a shechita. Does that invalidate the carbon? So that's the basis of machlekes. Ramei l'tamei. Ramei is following his shita, stated elsewhere, the Amar, mefaglin b'chatzi mat. So a matar is a part of the hakrava process, which enables achila. So in this case, the shita is a matar, because it enables its matar, the basal achila. Now, the shita has two elements, two simanim. Can a person have a machshava while he's engaged in a half a matter? Can he make pigle? Can he make psul? When he's involved in only a half a matter, such as in this case, where it's only on the first siman, which is a half a matter, a half a shechita, that he had this machshav of arelim. Rameya holds, yeah, even a half a matter can have the same effect. Therefore, he says, when he applied arelim to the first siman, hikdim arelim amulim, arelim came before mulim. Arelim applied to the first siman, and it was only exclusively for arelim. That's a half a matter. Rameya says a half a matter is enough to make the carbon possible. Mefagim b'chatzimat v'rabbanan, who say that it's kosher, l'tamayu, they hold like their opinion. The Amri Ein Fagel Mechatzi Mata. You can't create pigle with only half a mata. Here as well, even though the Simon Rishon was strictly for Arelim, that's only a half a mata. It's half a shechita. Just as you can't do pigle with a half a mata, you can't do psul of shleil oichlo. While he's involved in only half a mata, and therefore they hold, even if he said Arelim, and then mulim, meaning that Arelim was applied to the first simon, and only Arelim to that simon, it still won't make the carbon puzzle. So in summary, we learned in our Braisa, if he was sheichet the carbon Pesach, for Arelim and Mulim, so he did it in that order. First Arelim, then Mulim. And Rei says, Pasul, Rabban says, Kasha, and we had three ways to understand the Machlekes. Initially, the Gemara says, well, Machlekes is whether Shechita is only Lebesoif, it's only activated that very last moment, or it's a continuous process, Mitchila V'Atsoif. Rabban hold, it's Mitchila V'Atsoif. Therefore, if he says, I'm doing the Shechita L'Arelim L'Mulim, this long Shechita process can accommodate both intents, and therefore, it's a mixed group. As long as there's somebody there that the Shechita is enabling the Achila for, then the carbon is kosher. Or may holds, Shechita is just a split second. The last moment is when the Shechita is activated. Therefore, it can accommodate two intentions. Which one will be applied? The one that he said first. Therefore, if he said Arelim and then Mulim, Arelim gets applied and it's possible. According to the next Pshat in the Gemara, all agree that Shechita is a continuous process, Mitchila V'Atsoif. The story was that he was at the very end of a Shechita and he expressed a Kavanah for Arelim. But he wanted to say also Mulim. But by the time he got to Mulim, he completed the Shechita. Ramea says, we follow the expression. He said Arelim, and no more. And therefore, it's considered a Shechita L'Shem Arelim, it's possible. Rabbanan say, Pivali B'Shavan. An expression of a mouth is useless, unless it's based on Machshava, on Kanvana, and intent. This fellow wanted to say Arelim and Mulim. Just because he happened to run out of time, this Shechita is still considered a Shechita for the sake of Arelim and Mulim, and it's kosher. According to the final Pshat in the Gemara, all agree that Shechita is Mitchilat Soif. All agree. You need to have the expression of his peh aligned with his machshava. What then is the machlekes? We're speaking where he said the first siman of the Shechita is strictly for Arelim. Rameya says, a chatzi mater is poisel. Rabbanan say, only the full mater is poisel. In this case, the full mater are both simanim. And since only one siman was for Arelim, his carbon is kosher. Continues the Mishnah. Hashechet es ha-pesach al ha-chometz. If one was to go ahead and do the shechita on a carbon pesach with chometz still in his possession, over b'leis haseh, he's over on a lav of leisishchat al chometz dam zivchi. Pesach and chometz don't go together, they're polar opposites. In fact, the Gemara back on Afhei learns that the requirement to get rid of one's chametz, the mitzvah tashbisu applies at the moment of the zman shechita as a Pesach. So you see that chametz and Pesach don't go together, at least the Pesach rishon. So his oivan aloysa say if he has chametz in his possession during the shechita, Rabbi Doimar af ha-tamid, the same thing applies to the carbon tamid, which one, the afternoon tamid on erev Pesach, if there's chametz in the possession of the shechit, he's over on a lav, Rab Shimon Omer, it depends. He says not only is it going to apply to the Korban Pesach, but it also applies to other korbanos, provided that the korban is kosher, that the shechita is a kosher shechita. Rab Shimon Omer, HaPesach Barba'o Asar. If one does the shechita on the Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, which is the Zman of the Korban Pesach, Lishmoy Chayv, if he does the Shechita L'Shem Pesach, in which case it's a Shechita Ru'uya, it enables the Achil of the Korban, it's a proper Shechita, he is Chayv upon doing the Shechita with Chametz in his possession. But V'Sheloy Lishmoy Potter, if he did the Shechita Shloy L'Shem Pesach, in which case it's possible Rabbi Shimon holds an invalid shechita is not a player, and therefore there's no lav for this type of shechita with chametz. And actually, he's going to say that this lav applies to other korbanos as well, as we're going to see soon in the Mishnah. But perhaps before we proceed, let's take a look at Rashi. He dropped down to the widest lines in Rashi. Right in the middle, there's the first line, Masnisen. Hashoichet es haPesach al chametz over b'leis haseid. Says Rashi, which leis haseid? Leis hishchat al chametz v'goymer dam zifchi. Rabbi Yehuda adds the Tumet as well. Af ha-Tumet shebein abayim v'erva Pesach sheshocht al chametz v'tam yol v'gemar. The Gemara explain. Rabbi Shimon Omer, haPesach b'yedalt sheshocht al chametz. If he was sheichet the Korban Pesach on erev Pesach with chametz, lishmoi chayiv. If he did it lishmoi, which case the shechita is kosher, he's chayiv on account of the lav. Mishum leisishchat al chametz. The Pesach kosher. Ushchita ruuyi. Ushma shechita. However, ushaloi lishmoi pater. Why? The pasalu. Since the shechita shaloi lishmoi, it's for the sake of a different carbon. It's not a shechita kshira. We know that the shechita has to be lishmoi. Ushchita she'enu ruuya lav shma shechita. A shechita which is not right, which doesn't enable achila according to Pshimin, is not reckoned with. This is something he holds elsewhere as well throughout the Shas. V'och Yisrael Reb Shimon b'chol duchti. He subscribes to this view all over. An invalid shechita doesn't carry weight. It's not regarded as a shechita. B'kisei adam, regarding kisei adam, bo yisei benoy, u'b'tashlim abar v'chamisha, all over Shas. Reb Shimon holds a shechita which is improper, is not considered a shechita. So getting back to the Mishnah, Tanakhama says, this Isser of doing with chametz applies to Pesach, Rabbi Yehuda adds Tumid, Rabbi Shimon says, it needs to be a shechita kshir. So if it's Erev Pesach, which is his man of Pesach, he takes his carbon and his shechit lishmoy with chametz is oiv. But shalei lishmoy, in which case it's not a proper shechita, is not oiv. But not only does this apply to the carbon Pesach, it applies to other korbanos as well. However, during the Zman Pesach, then this Isser is unique to Pesach. But if it's anywhere else throughout Yom Tov, Chol HaMoed, in which case it's not a Zman Shechita as Korban Pesach, then this Isser will apply to other Korbanos as well, your Oila, your Shlomim, provided that it's a Shechita Kshir. So again, on Erev Pesach, this Halacha is exclusive to Pesach. If it's a Korban Kosher, was a Shechita Lishmoy Yitzchak. But if he does the same when he's involved in processing other korbanos, oila shlomim on erev Pesach, bein lishman, whether he did them lishem that korban, bein shaloi lishman pater. Either way, even if that korban is going to be kosher, because we know that when it comes to other korbanos, other than Pesach and Chatos, even if it's shaloi lishman, it's kosher. But since we're speaking on Erev Pesach, when it's the Zman Shechitas Pesach, says Reb Shimon, this Isser of Leisishchat al Chametz Dav Zivchi only applies to Korban Pesach, not to other Korbanos. Whether they're Kosher, whether they're Lishman, whether they're Shlo Lishman, is always going to be pot. However, Uba Moed on Pesach itself, for instance on Chol HaMoed, now it's not a Zman Shechitas Pesach. So it's going to apply to other Korbanos as well, provided they're Kosher. So if he takes the Korban Pesach, and instead of being Erev Pesach, it's already Chol HaMoed past the Zman Pesach. Lishmoy Potter. If he's Sheikh Lishem Pesach, it doesn't work. It's possible. So now it's a Shechita She'en Ruya, and therefore he's Potter on account of having Chometz in his possession. Shaloi Lishmoy, if he does a Shechita on this Korban Pesach, past the Zman, right? It's already Chol HaMoed. And he does a Shaloi Lishmoy, for instance, he's having Shlomim in mind. What is the halacha? We learned this yesterday, that a Korban Pesach after the Zman has a din like a Shlomim, in which case it's a Korban Kosher. So since he did it with Chametz, he's Chayiv. Ushar Kol HaZvachim. Now regarding other Korbanos, Oileis and Shlomim, on Chol HaMoed, let's say, Bein Lishman, whether it was Lishman, Bein Shalei Lishman, or Shalei Lishman, Chayiv, because when it comes to other Korbanos, either way it's Kosher. And since he has Chametz, he's Chayiv. Except for one thing, chutz min achatas, sheshachta shlo lishmoy, because achatas shlo lishmoy is possible. So once again, we have a shechita which is improper and invalid and in ruya, and therefore, if it was done with chametz, he is not chayiv. So in conclusion, Tanakhama says the Isra of Leisishchat al Chametz Dam Zivchi applies only to Karban Pesach. Rabbi Yehuda adds the Tomei Shel Ben Habayim as well on Erev Pesach. Rabbi Shimon says it applies to other Karbanos as well. However, we have two rules. Number one, it has to be a Shechita Ru'uya. Number two, if it's on Erev Pesach, this man Shechitas Karban Pesach, then this halach only applies to Karban Pesach. If it's any other time throughout the Yom Tov of Pesach, then it will apply to other Karbanos as well. Omer Reb Shimon Melakish, Lo'olam Eina Chayiv. This Chayiv only applies only Ashihei HaChametz L'Shoichet Elizurik. If the Chametz is belonging to the Shoichet or the Zurik, Oyla Echad B'Bnei Chabur, or to any member of the Chabur who joined together to form a Chabur for this Karban Pesach. As opposed to if the chametz belongs to a stranger who is unrelated to this karban, he's not the shoychet, he's not the zerk, he's not even a member of the karban. In that case, even if the chametz belongs to that fellow who is present here in the azor, the makim akrava, no harm was done. So that's number one. Number two, says Rish Lakish, where is this chametz to be found? In his home, or does it have to be in the makim akrava? Va'ad shehi imoy ba'azor. He's only chayiv if the chametz is together with the carbon in the azor and the makom akrov. That's his shit. The carbon pesach, which is being hukrav with chametz, that's this. But if the kohen who is doing the shechita happens to slap some chametz back home, that doesn't connect to the akrov of the carbon pesach. Rabbi Yechon Omer, no, afa b'she'en imoy ba'azor. Even if the chametz is not together with him in the Azor. He has some chametz in his possession, in his property, back home. He's over on the lav of the sishchat al chametz dam zivchi. But my kumifli, what's the basis of this machlekes? Perhaps it's a question of defining the word al, the sishchat al chametz dam zivchi. Ilem, shall we say, ba'al b'samach kumifli? The question is, whenever the Torah uses the word al, is it strictly referring to close by, within close proximity? The Reb Shimon Melakish Savar, he holds al besamach, it needs to be close by. Loisishchat al chametz means the chametz is right here. Rabbi Yechonah Savar loy be'in al besamach. We don't necessarily require al to be referring to something really close by. And therefore, even if it's back home, as long as it's in his possession, he is chayiv. If that's the case, we have some difficulty because they already discussed this question elsewhere. And why the repetition? They already had this machlekes elsewhere. This not. Hashechet toida lifnim. We know that a korban toida comes with some lechem. And as Rashi will explain for us, when does the lechem acquire its higher kedusha? Only through the shechita of the toida. So being that that's the case, that the shechita of the carbon affects and is makadosh the lechem, where does the lechem have to be during the shechita? Hashoichet toida lifnim. If one does the shechita on the carbon toida inside the azor, where it's meant to be, v'lach mechutz lechem, and the lechem of the toida happens to be outside the wall of Yerushalayim, loy kiddush alechem. The lechem doesn't become kaddish. Now, what exactly is chutz lechem? So I said outside Yerushalayim, it's actually machloikis. My chutz lechem. Where? How far is this lechem? Rabbi Yechon Amar, chutz lechem is Beis Pagi. Beis Pagi was the outermost point of Yerushalayim. This lechem is beyond that. It's outside of the wall of Yerushalayim. So it's not even in a place where you can eat the kachem. It's outside Yerushalayim. It's too far gone. It can't relate to the carbon. Therefore, the Mishnah says, the shechita of the carbon in the Azor will not be mekadosh that lechem. Aval chutz lechem it's Azor kadosh. But if it's merely right outside the Azorah, it's sitting in Yerushalayim, but it's outside of the Makom HaKrova, that's close enough. And the carbon is Mekadosh Shelechem. V'loy be'in al besamach. Although the Pasuk there also says al. Karbonai al zevach. That the carbon is Mekadosh. The zevach is Mekadosh the Lechem. You don't have to have it so close by. Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi here is the second line from the top. Bifnim. So Yishechti the carbon toida inside. Be'azorah, says Rashi. And Rashi explains for us that lach mitoida mishehu kedushu bepeh kachuk kedushas dam. So the first stage of kedusha by the lach mitoida is kedushas dam for its value. So if he expresses kedusha as a makadosh lechem, it attains some lower form of kedusha. Hadn't yet attained the higher level of kedusha aguf to become inherently kaddish. What is that? Kaminavim nitmu niftin. At this point, when it's still kedusha is dumb, it's only a value kedusha, a monetary kedusha. If it becomes tummy, you can redeem it. It's in the chulin. Ushchitas hazevah, however, is mekachosan legufan. That would make it an integral part of the korban. It's kedusha aguf. It's intended for the to eat it as part of the akrab, as part of the achilas akorban. Lias nifsolim betfulyoim, so if a tfulyoim touches it, becomes tummy, it's very sensitive. Uba magim chosakipur ubalina. Vim nitmu yisarf. How do we know that the shchitas does that? Kedichsev al zevach atoy de chalis. Vabam arba menachis, korbonoi al zevach. What does that teach? Just malamit. Shein alechem kore karban. When is it considered a karban? Attaining this higher status of kedusha, elo bezvicha, the zvicha does it. So if this toida happens to be in the Azara, but it lechem outside of the chayma, loy kiddush alechem kiddush zaguf. Where is outside the chayma? Says Rabbi Yechon, way out, outside of Yerushalayim, beyond Beis Pagi, haynu mokem chitzin Yerushalayim, that's the outer point of Yerushalayim, hosam uduchutz lechayma tzayis Pagi, chutz Yerushalayim uveinu mokem achilas kachem kalam. So over there, since the toida, the lachmi toida, are outside of the chayma of Yerushalayim, which is not even a place where you can eat kachem kalam, it's not even, it doesn't relate at all to karbonis. Vim yatsu sham nifsalim. If the carbon would leave Yerushalayim and go out to that place, it would become possible. So it's beyond the realm, the domain of Kedusha, of Kachim. Hosam vade le mekash le shchit over there, the shchit certainly cannot be mekadoshit. Avali chutz lechem etz azara, but if it would be right outside the azara. So although it's not in the makam akrova, since it's still in a place where it's suitable for achilas kachim, shapir dummy, that's enough. Lebina al basamach, oh, al doesn't necessarily mean it has to be close by. It doesn't need to be in the makam akrav. Continues the Gemara. Rishim melakish amar, afilu chus lechem etz azara. Loi kaddish. Even if the lechem happens to be outside the azor, it doesn't become kaddish. It doesn't get affected by the carbon. You need to have a hakrov in unison. It has to be together with the lechem. Alma be'inan al basamach. Apparently, according to Rish Lakish, the word al denotes closeness, and closeness and proximity, very, very close by. So this discussion, the translation of al, was already discussed elsewhere. Why would they have to have the same discussion again regarding the chametz with the carbon pesach? So apparently this is not the basis of their machlekes. Ella says, the Gemara, what is the background of this machlekes? Again, we're speaking about the lav, leisishchat al chametz dam zivchi. Where is the chametz situated during the akrova? Reb Shimon Lakish says, it needs to be inside the azorah, together with the carbon. Reb Yechon says, even if it's outside the azorah, anywhere in the possession of the Shoichet or the Zorik or the one of the Bnei Chabur, that's enough. What's the basis of the Machlekes? Ella says the Gemara Basros Safek Kamifliki. Machlekes is whether an uncertain warning is that considered a Hasra. So if it's here in the Azara, then the Edom who are warning him, don't do it, don't do the Lav. They know he has Chametz, they see it right here. But if it's not here, they don't necessarily know about it. They don't know with certainty that he has Chametz in his possession, since they don't see it. So although they're warning him, don't get involved in an issa, why are you doing the shchita? If you have chametz, on what basis are they saying it? It's a suffix. The question is, does asra suffix carry weight? That's the point of the machlekes. Ela basra suffix amifliki. Rav Shimon Lakish says, doesn't count as a hasra. So unless it's here and they see it, he won't get malchus. Whereas Rabbi Yechanan says, even a asra suffix, even a warning on account of his suffix, not a chance, is also called Asra, and therefore if he happens to have chametz, even at home, he will get malchus. Could that be the machlekes? Baha nami, hopligi b'chad azimna. They actually had this discussion already, elsewhere as well. The Yitzmar, shvu sh'oichal kikar zuhayim. The person makes a shvu, I'm going to eat this loaf of bread today. And the Edom tell him, look, you better sit down and have this loaf because the day is over and you haven't eaten it. You were over the Shavua. And what happened? He ignored their warning. They passed and he hadn't eaten the loaf. Now, this is really Asra Safik, because they don't really know whether they will pass without him eating or not. So what is Halacha? Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Shimon Lakish, they both hold, and they like it. He doesn't get Malkus. But it's for different reasons. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Eina Loike, Mishum Da'ava Le'i Lav Shein Be'Mas. This is a passive lav. He sat on his hands. He hadn't eaten the loaf. It wasn't an active Avera. V'chol lav Shein Be'Mas, any lav that doesn't entail an act, a Maisa, a Loiken lav. Aval Asra, Safek Shema Asra. So the fact that it's a passive Avera, that's why he doesn't get Malkus. But if it would have been a Maisa, he would have gotten Malkus. Despite the fact that it's an uncertain Asra, because he holds, Rabbi Yochanan holds, Asra Sofek is considered Asra. So that's his Shita. Rabbi Shimon Lakish Amar, Eina Loike. He doesn't get Malkus, but for a different reason. Mishum Dahavali Asra Sofek, because it's only Asra on a chance, Asra Sofek, Loishim Asra, and doesn't count. Aval, but according to Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Lav Shem Emaisa Loike Malav. He holds that even a Lav doesn't have a Masa, generates Malkus. So according to both Rabbi Yochanan and Shlokish, there will be no Malkus, but for different reasons. According to Rabbi Yochanan, because it's a Lav Shem Emaisa. According to Shlokish, because Asra is Safik. So this doesn't seem to be the basis of the Machlekes by us, where the Chametz is situated, and that's based on whether Asra is Safik is valid, because they already discussed that elsewhere. Says the Gemara Amri, the Gemara responds by saying like this, Lailam, okay, certainly let's go back. Actually, let's go back to the initial suggestion. Ba'al b'samach k'miflik in Machlek, it's been Rechon Shlokish, is regarding how to define the word Al. Le'sishchat al-chametz dam zivchi, right. The question is what Al means. According to Rav Shimon Lakish, Al is b'samach, and therefore it has to be in the Azor. According to Rav Yechon, Al could even mean at a distance, and therefore it could be outside the Azor as well. Actually, that's the machlekes. Lo'ilam ba'al b'samach k'mufakim. Your question was, why the repetition? Didn't they already discuss this topic elsewhere by the Lachmei Toida, whether it has to be in the Azor together with the Toida or not? Utsricha, yeah, the repetition is necessary. Each one has a chesh. The if li gu li inyan chametz. Were they only to have the machlekes regarding chametz, hava amina, perhaps I would contemplate, but who took over Rabbi Yochanan, the loy be'inan al basamach? Yeah, it's over there. Like chametz, the Rabbi Yochanan does not require the al to mean right here. Why? Mishum de iseru. Having chametz is an iser. B'chol heicha de isay, wherever it is, it's aser. He has an issa to have chametz in his possession, regardless of whether it's here or not at home. So, this having chametz negates his akrava, regardless of whether the chametz is here or not here. Aval le'inyan migdash lechem, perhaps when it comes to be mekadesh de lechem of the toida, like kadesh, ela b'fnem. Over there, the lechem is only kadesh. Inside. What does that mean, inside? It has to be at least in Yerushalayim. There's a location for that lechem. It can't be anywhere. So perhaps over here he's masking. He agrees to Rish Lakish. To be in an Al B'Samach. In that case, we do interpret Al as meaning very close by. The Isay Gavoy Kaddish. If the lechem is inside, together with the carbon in the Azor, it becomes Kaddish. Eloi, but otherwise like Kaddish. Why? Midah da hava klisharis. Because it's just like klisharis. Rashi says that a klisharis is only mekadesh something that comes into the kli. Tosa says that what's the connection between a klisharis and a carbon that's mekadesh? He says that midah da hava klisharis means that a klisharis only has the ability to mekadesh something when the klisharis is in the azar and the makim hakrab. Likewise, the lechem of the toida can only become kaddish unaffected by the carbon toida when it's in the azor and the makam akrova. The carbon can only be a kaddish in the Makom HaKrov. Perhaps Rabbi Yochanan would agree in that case that it needs to be close by Tzrich. That's why it was necessary to discuss their machlekes regarding Lachmei Toida. And the chiddush is that even there, Rabbi Yochanan holds, the bread doesn't have to be near the carbon. Now, in the reverse. If we would have only presented the machlekes regarding b'mekadosh Lachmei Toida, havamina, perhaps I would say, b'hach, ka'amar Rav Shimon Malakish, d'bin Abba Samach. It's only over there. The Rav Shimon Malakish requires the lechem to be close by. The ise gavoy kaddish, because if it's inside, if it's in the makom akrova, and the akrova is in tandem with the lechem, yeah, then it affects the lechem. Eloi, but otherwise, if it's outside of the makom akrova like kaddish, it can't be mekaddish the lechem. That's over there. Avale in your chametz. But when it comes to chametz, perhaps my delay the Rabbi Yochanan, he agrees Rabbi Yochanan loy bein abba samach. If he does a shechita on the Karban Pesach with some chametz elsewhere, anywhere in his possession, perhaps you don't need the al to be right here. Why? For the reason we mentioned earlier, the isuru, because it's an isur to have chametz in your possession from chatzais onward. Chalecha the isa, and wherever he is, meaning he's being over on the isur regardless of whether chametz is here or there. So perhaps let's assume when the Torah says don't shech the Pesach with chametz, it was referring to chametz anywhere in his possession. Perhaps he would agree to Rabbi Yochanan that the chametz anywhere generates the isur. Tzricha, that's why we need to present their machlokes here as well by chametz. And the point is that in both situations, whether it's by shchitas Pesach ala chametz, or whether it's in the case of shchitas hatoidet mekadosh lechem, they both consistently hold that their definition of al is the one meant to be applied. According to Rabbi Yochanan, al is not besamach even at a distance, and according to Rav Shimon Malakish, al in both cases means close by. Boy mine Rav Oishe Rabbi Am. So here's Rav Ami the following question. The Gemara before said that if the chametz belongs to the shechet, or the kohen that did the zrika, or to any one of the bnei chabura, that generates the chi of the malchus. Meaning, if the kohen who did the shechita has some chametz and he did the shechita, he's over. If the kohen who did the zrika has some chametz at home and he did the zrika, he's over. If any one of the members of the korban, the bnei chabura, have chametz, and the kohen did the shechita or the kohen did the zrika, despite the fact that there was chametz in the possession of the bnei chabura, there's malchus. So the Gemara mentioned that earlier. But Rav Isha was not aware of that element, the Bnei Chabur element, and therefore he posed it as a question. Let's say the Sheikh does not have chametz in his possession. But one of the members of the Karban, one of the owners, has chametz. Where is Allah here? Amar Lei, so he responded. The same thing applies there. Miksiv Lei Sishchat al chametzcha? Does then the Torah say, don't do shchita with your chametz? Torah is simply saying, don't be shaykhid when there's chametz. Whether it's yours or whether it's somebody else's. Amar Lei, so he responded, if that's the case, afilu le'echad b'soifa oilam nami. So even if there's chametz that belongs to a stranger, unrelated, unconnected to this carbon, and that chametz happens to be the Azara, there should be love here. Because is referring to anybody's chametz. Omar Leis, he responded, Omakro. The pasuk says, Lo yishishchat al chametz dam zivchi, v'lo yolen laboiker zevach chag ha-pasach. So you'd make a drush as follows. Lo yishishchat v'lo yolen. We connect the Isser Shchita to the Isser of Bal Tolen. Who is meant to look after this carbon to ensure that it's eaten tonight and not left overnight until tomorrow? Who's that? Who's responsible? The Bnei Chabura, the group, the members of the Karban. So if they have chametz, that poses a concern. But if just a stranger happens to have chametz, that doesn't relate to this Karban. Lo yishishchat v'lo yolen. We say a drasha like this. Lo yishishchat al chametz. The kohen may not be sheichet this Karban when there is chametz. Chametz by who? By hanach, by these individuals, the kam yolei mishum lo yolen. Who are responsible for the carbon to make sure that there's no lina here. So if the Shechet, or the Zorik of the Korban Pesach, does so when there is chametz in possession of either themselves or the Bnei Chabura, then that generates the lav. Omar Rav Papa, Hilchach, based on this, that there's a concern of being in possession of chametz by an individual who is responsible to look after the carbon to ensure that it doesn't remain overnight. Hilchach, if that's the case, let's add another person to the list. Kohen hamakter sachelev, the kohen who is being makter the chelev of the carbon pesach on the mizbeach, if he should have chametz in his possession, why? Because he also needs to look after the carbon. He has to make sure the emurin, the inside, the chelev, doesn't remain till morning. So he's also a player. And as part of the equation, he also cannot have chametz in his possession. Tanika was the Rav Papa, we have a right to Rav Papa, that the kohen hamakter sachelev is also on this list. The Brisa says like this: Hashoychet es haPesach al chametz oyer b'leis hasei. Emosai, when is that a concern? Bizman shehu l'shoychet oy l'zorik oy l'echad b'nei chabur. When the chametz belongs either to the shoychet or to the zorik or to one of the b'nei chabur. Hoyer l'echad b'seif ha'olam. But if the chametz happened to belong to somebody else, ein zochek loy, there's no concern. Ve'echad hashoychet, ve'echad hazorik, ve'echad hamakter chayv. Here's the right to Rav Papa. The Sheikhet, the Zorik, and even the Makter is held accountable for this lav. So we see that even the Makter, Sachelev, cannot have chametz in his possession. Continues the price. Aval ha-moylik ha-so'if bar-bo osa. But if a person should do malika, right, the kohen takes his nail and cuts off the head of the bird. So this malika done on arba osa with chametz doesn't generate elis ha-se. Eino ever b'lo klum. There's no iser because this is not a Korban Pesach, and the iser of leisishchat al chametz on erev Pesach belongs to a Korban Pesach, but not to a different type of Korban. So in this price we have 2 points. Number one, the makter sachelev is included in this list, and number two, malika with chametz poses no concern. Ramini, we might have a stira from another price where it says things the exact opposite. Hashechet es haPesach al chametz oyver b'leis hasei. Rabbi Doimer afa tamid. The same regarding tamid shebein abayim and Pesach. If it's done with chametz, there's a leis hasei. Amru leis. They responded to him. Lo yamru el bePesach levad. This halacha only applies to Pesach. Okay, continues the brayso. Eimasai, when is chametz a concern? Bezman sheish l'shechet, when it belongs to the shechet oyle zorek oyle echad bnei chabur. Hoyel echad b'seif oilo belonged to anybody else who was unrelated to the carbon. Ein zochek loy, he need not be concerned about that chametz. Ve'echad ha-shoychet, ve'echad ha-zurek, ve'echad ha-moylek, ve'echad ha-mazachayv. Whether he did shchita with chametz, zrika with chametz, even malika on a bird, or mazah, he applied the dam from the bird onto the mizbeach, he is chayv. So we see that malika of an oif with chametz is chayv. Aval ha-koymetz es ha-mincha, that's a different story. K'mitz ha-mincha, that's not called le-sishchat al-chametz. And therefore, ein oiv b'le-sas. Ha-makter se-mur. If one is makter, the murn of the Korban Pesach with chametz, ein oiv b'le-sas. There's no le-sas. So you have a double steer. In Brisa number one, we said, the koin who's makter the murn is included in this equation. We also said, malika generates no chiv. Whereas in Brisa 2, we have just the opposite. Malika generates chiv, makter seimur in his potter. Says the more kasha malika malika. We have a steer from one malika on the other. Kasha aktor aktor. We have a steer from one aktor on the other. Vili tameich. Now according to you, let's take a look at the Brisa number 2. On its own, it's going to be inherently difficult to understand. Tikshilachi gufa. The Brisa on its own seems to be difficult to understand. Why? Well, the Brisa begins by saying, "Diktani, lo yomer el bePesach levad." This issue of doing things with chametz only applies to the Korban Pesach. About the Tani, and then the Brisa continues, "Echad haShoychet," applies to a Shoychet, "Echad haZorek," "Echad haMoylek," "Echad haMazeh." So, which one is it? Is it only to Pesach or to even a bird, even Malika? Ella, So you must interpret the brayse like this. We have a kasha within the brayse, so we have to say like this. Havah Rabbi Shimon. Both brayses, number one and number two, are both following Rabbi Shimon's shita, mentioned now Mishnah, that on Erev Pesach, this is only applies to the Korban Pesach. But if it's on the Yom Tov itself, on Chol HaMoed, then it will apply to other Korbanos as well, including a knife. So based on that, we can understand Pshat in the Braisa and answer the contradiction between both Braises. Malika, Malika Lekasha. The question regarding Malika. Braisa number one says Malika is Pata, Braisa number two says it's Chayiv. Lekasha, the answer is, depends when it's taking place. Kan Ba'aba Asar, the first Braisa is speaking about Erev Pesach, which is the Zman Shitas HaPesach. In that case, this Isra of Chametz only applies to Pesach, and not to a bird. Kan B'chayla Shol Moed. The second Braisa is speaking about Chol HaMoed, which is not as Zman Shitas Pesach, in which case, the Isra of being Makriv with Chametz applies to other Korbanos as well, including Malik. V'idi V'idi Reb Shimoni. And both Braisa are following Reb Shimon, who says that the Isra of Chametz applies to other Korbanos, provided that it's not as Zman Shitas Pesach. Haktorah namidu kasha. Regarding the stira of Haktorah, Braisa number one told us the kain who's makted the chelev of the Korban Pesach with chametz generates a lav. Braisa number two said he's potter. Loi kasha, that can be answered as follows. Tanoi, actually, this discussion is a machlokes tanoi. The ikar de makish Haktorah to shchita. There are those that connect Haktorah to shchita, because the pasuk says loi sisbach al chametz dam zivchi velo yolin. Chelev Chagiyat Boiker, we say just as the Shoichet, if he has Chametz, he's over. The one who is Makter, the Emurin, with Chametz also gets the Lav, because as we said earlier, he has to look after the Kerb to ensure there's no Lina. So he holds of that in, like our Papa said, that's Bryce number one. V'ikaman Deloy Makish. However, in Bryce number two, that reflects the Shita of the one who is not Makish, doesn't connect Haktar is a Murin to Shchita. He doesn't hold to this drasha. One who has to look after the Murin is responsible. No. Only the Sheikh of the Zurich, but not the Makter Emurin. So in summary, we learned about the Lav Lishishchat al-Chametz Dam Zivchi, which applies to the Sheikh, to the Zurich. Regarding the Makter Chelev, we have Machlokes. Now, which carbon are we speaking about? Koin Tamakama, we're speaking about the carbon Pesach, done with Chametz. Koin Tarbuda, even the Tamash Ibn Abayim on Erev Pesach. Koin Tarb Shimon. If it's a Shechita Kshera, then on Erev Pesach, it applies only to the Korban Pesach. Elsewhere during Yom Tov, it applies to other Korbanos as well. Now, where is this Chametz situated? According to Rish Lakish, with the Korban Pesach in the Azor, because Al means Besamach. According to Rabbi Yechanan, anywhere in his possession would generate the Lav of the Sishchat Al Chametz Dam Zivchi. Okay, let's make a quick Chazor of today's daf. We began with Machlekes in a case where a person is Shechita the Korban Pesach. L'shem Arelim and Mulim, according to Rameyot's Puzzle, called the Chametz Miskasha. We have three ways to explain the Machlekes. We proceeded to the Lav of the Sishchat al Chametz Dam Zivchi, which applies to the Sheikh, to the Zurich, perhaps to the Makter Emurin, when they own Chametz, or even one of the Bnei Chabura. But certainly, if somebody else who's unrelated to the Korban owns that Chametz, that poses no concern whatsoever. All the best, and Hatzlacha Rabbah.